All right, so today I've got my hands on a 2020 Audi Q5. It's only got about 1,000 miles or so on it. And we're gonna take a look at this car and I'm gonna share my driving impressions. And after that, we're gonna go to the Tesla store here in Carlsbad, California and test drive the Model Y as well. All right, so here's the Audi Q5. It's a 2020 model. And yeah, I love the color white. Nice looking SUV here. It's even got a rack up there. It's Q5. Yeah, I've always been a fan of the Audi Q5 and the BMW X5. I think they're just great SUVs. They drive well, lots of storage. You know, you've got a nice, you know, back here, and then you could just go up here, press this button, and it comes down again. And let's take a look inside the the front seat. Here you have what the front seat looks like. Here you have the dash, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and turn on the car. You could just go ahead and press the button here. Here you have the navigation. So here's what I don't like about the navigation. You press the Navi button here, or you go up, and the navigation is not supported in this system. That's just a travesty. It's 2020, and you know, what car doesn't have navigation? It's pretty insane. Here you have the dashboard. What I'm confused about is they've got you know, a ton of different dials, and you really don't need those dials. You know, it's come on, you just need the speedometer and a couple things. and here's a lot of buttons, you know? I mean, it's death by 100 buttons. But overall, I'm not gonna complain too much about the interior of the Audi, you know? To me, it's more about how the car feels when you're driving the car. How does it handle? How does it perform? What is it, you know, how quiet it is? So we're gonna take a look and drive the Audi a bit more. All right, so now I'm in the driver's seat of the Audi Q5. I turned it on. Everything looks, you know, pretty nice, you know? It's like a decent, you know, luxury car. All right, I'm backing up now, and here's what the backup system looks like. It's a bit clunky, but at least you got different lines going on. You have some, I guess, radar stuff telling you what's going on here. Not bad. So far today, I've driven the Audi Q5 over 100 miles for a few hours, and it's a great driving car, you know? This isn't my first time driving an Audi Q5. I've driven a couple before, and I've driven the BMW X5 multiple times over the years. I've always been impressed by these SUVs. I think the Audi Q5 and the BMW X5 are some of the top kind of mid-size SUVs. They drive kind of like a sedan, you know? It's really impressive how they drive. Very stable. You've got, it kind of, you know, drives kind of like a sports sedan, a little bigger sports sedan. The center of gravity is a little bit higher, but nevertheless, it feels great. You know, this is a decent daily driver car. I kind of prefer the BMW X5 a bit more. I just feel it kind of feels a little bit more sportier to me, in my opinion. But nevertheless, Q5 is, it drives great. I'm very impressed. It's reasonably quiet inside of here, and I have no complaints about that. All right, so there you have my initial kind of driving impressions. Fantastic car, you know, quiet, sporty, you know, handles well. Acceleration is decent, you know, pretty quiet inside. I don't have many complaints about driving, you know, besides all the buttons, you know, the IC engine is kind of clunky, et cetera, compared to a EV powertrain. But nevertheless, I'm impressed. Audi's done a great job, and they deserve to, you know, to be up there with in terms of the automakers. All right, right now I'm gonna head to the Tesla store in Carlsbad, and I'm gonna be doing a Model Y test ride, and I'm gonna compare and share my impressions with the Model Y compared to this Audi Q5. All right, here we are coming into Tesla Carlsbad. Now I'm doing a contactless Model Y test ride, and we're gonna see how that works out. All right, we just picked up the 2020 Model Y, and here it is. All right, we've got a gray color. And yeah, my first impressions, actually, I've seen the Model Y quite a few times. I've actually seen it at the reveal and at Autonomy Day, and I've had a good chance to get in the car for many times. But right now, yeah, you know, I've always thought that the Model Y is kind of a cross between the Model 3 and the Model X. It's like if the Model X and Model 3 had a baby, like it would be the Model Y. Yeah, it looks sharp, you know, it does not look like a sedan. It's actually definitely bigger and taller. It's got that kind of, you know, lower back kind of tail, so it makes it look a little bit more sleeker than a typical, you know, SUV. I love the blackout kind of handles, you know, the black cameras, rims, etc. And yeah, it's a, generally speaking, it's a good-looking car. Again, it's like kind of between a Model 3 and a Model Y, or not Model 3 and a Model X. So let's take a look at the back here. And here you got some decent storage. Actually, yeah, this is actually probably bigger than the Q5 storage, yeah, or as big, definitely. This is actually quite big. Here you've got an additional storage area. This is actually quite deep, much deeper than the Model 3. Yeah, actually, I'm impressed by the storage, actually. You get a lot more storage compared to the Model 3. That's my biggest complaint with the Model 3, is kind of storage. It has a lot of storage, but coming from a Model S, I owned a 2013 Model S P85. That just had a ton of storage. And this actually, you know, it's got decent rear seat. Yeah, this is actually pretty impressive. Yeah, here. Overall, I think this would probably have more storage than the Model S, actually. Yeah, this is actually pretty impressive. It would solve kind of my storage issue, especially because I have two kids and we take road trips quite often. All right, so let's take a look here. We'll take a look at the interior here. This is almost identical, or pretty much is identical to the Model 3. You have the steering wheel, the clean dash. You have, you know, the same computer monitor screen here, the same door handle, same seats. They're just on pedestals. You have the same kind of, like, you know, look here. Yeah, storage, a phone compartment. Yeah, overall it looks, you know, great. The thing is, the biggest difference is you're sitting higher, right? And it's, there's actually more space inside. Yeah, inside, it just, again, it's a bit higher than the Model 3. It's similar to the Q5, actually, in the feel. And, you know, it's very open. It's a Tesla, you know? I'm not gonna go into details, but it's very sparse, very minimalist. I prefer that. No buttons, really, at all. All in the screen. Focus on navigation, which I think it should, rather than, like, you know, take... omit navigation with some models. That's kind of crazy. But anyways, yeah, I love the Tesla interior. Let's take it for a drive and let's give some impressions of the Tesla Model 3 compared to the Audi Q5. All right, so after driving for about 10-15 minutes, here are my impressions. Yeah, I feel like it, I mean, it definitely drives better than the Audi Q5. It's just more precise, a bit quieter, and again, you've got the responsiveness of the EV platform, Tesla's platform. So overall, yeah, I don't think you can really, you know, say that the Audi Q5 is better driver. I think the Tesla Model Y accelerates faster, handles a bit more precise, it's quieter because of the EV powertrain. So overall, driving goes to the Tesla Model Y. Now, compared to the Tesla Model 3, I feel like the Model Y, if it sits higher, so there is higher center of gravity, but also it kind of, you can feel the extra weight, you know? And so it's a bit more sluggish than the Model 3. The Model 3 is just so nimble. The Model Y is a bit, has that bit sluggishness compared to the Model 3. Handling is precise, but the Model 3 just kind of turns around corners a little bit easier. And, compared to the Model X, I've driven the Model X many times. The Model Y is more nimbler, it's more sporty than the Model X. It just drives a bit lighter, so I think, yeah, it is a better handling car than the Model X. So I put the Model Y closer to the Model 3, but you can tell there's a difference. It's definitely sluggish, it's not as sporty or nimble or as quick feeling as the Model 3. All right, so what's the verdict? The 2020 Audi Q5 or the Tesla Model Y? I think the Tesla Model Y by far, you know, wins the head-to-head competition. It's just a much more nimbler, kind of precise, quieter, sportier car to drive overall. It's got all the technology built in. It's a fantastic car, you know, you can't complain. In terms of Tesla Model Y versus Tesla Model 3, I think it really depends, you know. This Model Y really is an SUV. Like, you know, the more I sit in it, the more I drive it, I realize this isn't a sedan, and it isn't just a slightly larger Model 3. That's what some people think because it looks similar. It really is a crossover SUV, and it really does have a ton of storage, you know. I think it probably has more storage than the Q5. It just, the rear just seems so much bigger, actually. And so that's impressive. And because of that, you can't expect it to drive like a sports sedan, even though it will drive like a lot of ICE sports sedans. You can't expect it to drive exactly the same like as a Model 3. The Model 3 is going to be more sportier, it's going to be more nimble. It's the ultimate driver's car in some senses. I think it's the best driver's car that Tesla has right now. But in terms of practicality, if you like to sit higher up, it's going to be hard to beat the Model Y, you know? I mean, I think it's really gonna, you know, bring some people away from the Model X with the cheaper price point, with its practical kind of storage. You could just fold the seats down, have a ton of storage. I think it has more storage than the Model S, at least that's what I think, that's what it appears to me. And overall, yeah, I think if you have a family and if this is in your price range, you know, it's hard to beat this car. Anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode and the head-to-head review. If you go ahead, like this video and subscribe to my channel, we're talking about investing in Tesla on different topics through quantitative and qualitative lenses, right? Looking at it through different angles. And I hope to see you in my next video. Thanks.